The tremendous level of farm debt in the country. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Nearly half of the farm debt in the country is held by lenders overseen by the Farm Credit Administration, which includes the Farm Credit System and secondary market lender Farmer Mac. Board Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Hall sees this year as a challenging operating environment for farm borrowers.
When you look at input costs, while they have gone up, particularly if you talk about the grain sector, margins have gotten tighter. Returns in some cases are negative for some producers. Obviously, some of the federal support has gone out to help those things, but not having a farm bill leaves a little bit of uncertainty.
Hall says his organization has seen overall farm debt continue to rise.
The cost to service that debt has increased significantly. We've gone through really almost a decade of relatively low interest rates, whether you're buying a farm or its operating cost. Those have gone up considerably in a very short period of time, and not all producers have been able to adjust to that repayment capacity.
Hall got into ag lending back in the 1980s when the last big farm financial crisis occurred. He says his organization's role is to help prevent a repeat of the 80s. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.